Thanks for stopping by the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. We're glad to have all of you here joining us. We know that some from as many as 20 or more countries listen in, and we're just thankful to have brothers and sisters in Christ who are interested in this ministry. We just want to wish you all the blessings of the Lord. This is Thursday evening, and Brother Freedom's here, and he's got his Bible ready, and the Lord's going to touch him. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you that you've kept us safe today, and we're glad to be here where we can receive from you. We pray for the mighty move of your Holy Spirit and your guidance upon Brother Freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, we just give you praise. We thank you for all the many blessings. We thank you for your great love. We thank you that you're this, help us in just little small areas like this morning. I knew my dog was in the pound. Sure enough, because you felt from you, sure enough, she was in there. And I was starting to have to look, try to find her. Anyway, the Lord made it very easy. And I'm just thankful that God is able to help us in our little matters, those little problems we feel that's so not important, but God sees that it mean quite a bit to us. And God's just a wonderful Father. He's a wonderful Savior. He's a wonderful friend. He's a wonderful provider. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above, whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Your word says, casting all of our cares upon him, for he cares for us. The word also says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. Father, we thank you that you're forever true. We thank you that you're forever righteous. We thank you for your goodness, for your blessing. We thank you that you understand us better than we do ourselves. And Father, you help us to go this life with a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And Father, we thank you for what you are and who you are. And we thank you. I know that you've been my friend, and I just thank you. And I praise you. You're the closest friend I have. I don't know of any friend as close as you are. And Father, you're so real. You are been the comforter when people didn't like me very well. You was always there in my corner, and you said, I love you. And Father, it used to encourage me so much because you always told me that you love me. And I remember one time you told me, you said, well, all heaven is watching at this time. Well, I feel the glory coming in my heart right now Lord, you're so interested in where we are. That's when that time when you told me about what was going to happen in Oklahoma City. Lord, I feel the glory, tons of glory coming down. God, you're real. Father, you're faithful. You're just so wonderful how you could love a little old nobody that I've been. And Father, you proved yourself way above head and shoulders. You even know where I was going to be. You know what I was going to say. You know what was going to be said in the conversations. You let them know this before ahead of time. So, you know, that's proof of the pudding. You know everything. And you got everything under control. I hear skeptics say that you don't hear, you don't speak, but you do all these things special. They just need to hear from you. They need to have that encounter that I have, and then they'll know that you're real because you're wonderful. You're beyond any description. You're beyond any... You never fail. And we have secrets and we have many blessings. Oh, hallelujah. You've been a good father. And I've been a bad son at many times, but you've been with me. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the times that I've been hateful and all those times I've not been so humble as you've blessed me and you've helped me because I've had faith in you. That's one thing that I've always had, tremendous faith. Father, I know that there's no good thing you withhold. And then they walk upright before you. Like this morning, I knew my mind was at ease. And I knew that dog was in jail. And sure enough, she was in that jail. Lord, you're always right. And these people, these skeptics don't believe these things. But that doesn't make any difference. You're real. You're faithful. And just because they don't see it, it's no sign it isn't true. And Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for all the times you've healed people. I thank you for all the times that you've been on time. I thank you for all the times that you've been faithful. I thank you for your loving kindness, that tender mercy. It's beyond any imagination that I ever think or
Father, I just praise you. I love you. I praise you because you're real. I thank you that you're our substance that we have in this last hour, that we'll have that spot of love in our heart. Father, we need that love. We need that love of your love in us. We need it more than all the gifts. We can have the gift of healing. We can have the gift of wisdom. And we don't have love, but gifts no avail. Father, I just pray that you bring a move us on. I believe right now, maybe tonight, and that's what it's going to be about love. I pray that you'd pour out your love here. I pray that you'd touch hearts of your people in a mighty way. And I pray for the love of God to be real this night. And I pray for my words that they might get softer and better. Father, I know I have a hard time talking. You know, I have a little more hard time in just living. I've had a little hard times even probably being an overcomer. But Father, you're helping me. You're keeping it straight as much as I can. Father, as you can. And I thank you that you're great. Father, I thank you that I'm running on those reserves and all those prayers many years ago. And what I'm doing right now, probably not where I should be. But Father, you're mindful. You will not withhold any good thing that we have done. If we give a cup of water in your name, you'll remember it. If we get a soul saved, you remember that. Your word declares if we hide it, save a soul, we'll hide a multitude of sins. Lord, when we seek hundreds of people, it hides a multitude of sins. Lord, I thank you for all those souls that were saved out of thy mighty hand. Lord, if we've seen a harvest of people through the jail system, Lord, we've seen multitudes of people, sometimes 30 in time. And Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the signs and wonders you brought with it. Father, we thank you for those whose parts you made perfect toward you. And we thank you for the gift of love that you put upon. We thank you for the process of learning in your blessing, walking in your spirit. Well, Father, we just praise you this night. We're grateful for all that you've done. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Savior forevermore. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So the Bible says, love suffereth long and is kind. Love bottom not itself, is not puffed up. But love has got to be the highest place that we can get to God. The gifts, if we don't have love, the gifts are really not. You know, I feel, see, people have had gifts, but they're short love. But love is the climax of every gift. The love is what adores the gift of healing. What blesses that one, they have joy unspeakable. The love gives them that supernatural joy, that supernatural peace, that supernatural resting in the Lord with love. Love never fails. Love is always at the pinnacle of God's blessing. That right in His sharp edge of the glory, that love. Oh, I feel the presence of God here tonight. The glory is here. The Spirit of God's here to minister love. God's here to save you this night. God's here to minister to you in this world, throughout the world this night. God is here to help you. God's here to raise you up as a new child, a new vessel, that you can walk in His liberty. You can walk in His freedom. You can walk adjusted by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. God will help make adjustments to our life if we will let Him. He will help us to learn and walk in His ability. He will help us to walk in His wisdom. He will help us to walk in His knowledge. We will walk in His benefits, that we will no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh. The Bible says, love not the world, neither things of the world. Any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The world passed away, the lust thereof, but he knew the will of God abideth forever. God's love will abide forever. Whether love, everything else fails, God's love doesn't fail. The Word of God stands true wherever He goes. The Word of God is alive. The Word of God is real. The Word of God is faithful. You don't have to worry. If you have the love of God, you can preach the love of God. You can preach the Word of love of God. The anointing is the love of God spoken through the words. And on the way over, the Lord was dealing with me about some denominations and how they like to tell the anointing is when they slur the words. They say, like that. So I'm not doing this, but the Lord told me this. But that doesn't mean it's the love of God. It's done from a previous one that they've copied out, that man was a great man. So they learned to copy. When we don't have to copy, God wants us to be the originals. God wasn't just so one person may have the love of God, and that's different than I'll have the love of God. Because we're all different. We need to furnish the gift that we have with love. We don't share the same gift, so we need to have, there's only one commodity that's the same, the love of God. My gift, my little old gift out here, if I have love in it, God will use his mighty hand and multiply it over and over and over. It's like the widow that found Elijah. She said, well, I'm about to die. And he told her, if you'll cook me a little barley loaf, you'll have a meal from now on. And that's the way it is. We start pulling our God's love, that supernatural love. When we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. When we do great and mighty exploits, they will happen. When God says the Spirit of God, it will mature, because God is the actual commodity that we need in all circumstances. The love of God. How can we compare with people compare about things? Who's got the anointing? Who doesn't have the anointing? But there's no way that they can even tell you about the love. The love of God is beyond all human endeavor. It's beyond the imagination of men. No man can figure out love. The love is God is love. It's his presence. It's how he ministers to you. And that love, you go out and be a new creation in the love of God, that you are no longer a failure like you have been in times past. You walk in a new start, a new victory, a new judgment, a new calling. Walk in his holiness, that you would not deny the power thereof, but you would walk in total victory. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. If we have love, you're going to have liberty. That is one of the what God, that's the sign, that's the signet on your ring, finger, the love. When you have love upon you, that says that you're God's child. It says that you have what you need. You have that great love of God. You have part of God in you. What it is, that's part of God himself that comes down in you and fills your every little crevice, every little part of you. Your heart oozes with love. Your fingers feel the oil of love coming upon you. Minister in love. You lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, because you're ministered with God's love. Without God's love, you'll never see nothing happen. But if you'll walk in God's love, you'll never be defeated. Love someone long is kind. Love binds not itself. Is not puffed up. Many times I see people that are Christians. They get puffed up. I remember one night, a place that I was at, I didn't want no one to help me pray. And I let my brother friend sort of tell him that I didn't need help to help me pray. You know, and I think we get to time that we don't need help. Because if we need help, we shouldn't be up there praying in the first place. I believe it. I believe that very strongly. That I don't need help praying, because God's there. And all we do is bring confusion. And God's not to bring confusion. But just let you know, that man, when he heard these words, he got puffed up. He wanted me to know how that he didn't approve of what I said. He was puffed up. He was not walking in God's love. It wouldn't have hurt him. It wouldn't have bothered him. If it's love of God, it won't hurt you. Love suffereth long, it is kind. Love bondeth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own, rejoice not iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, endureth all things. God wants some people, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the last hour to be so full of love that their vitality is love. They dress everything that we see, everything that they're on, everything that is around, everything that God invites them into. We are God's representatives on this earth while we're here. So while we're here, we need his identification on us. We need a calling upon us that's real. That we don't have to tell the one that we're a Christian. That everybody know where we've been. Know where we've been. We've been the Father. We've been in his presence. I'm losing my voice this night. But God is real. My God is faithful. He will not let you go. He is real. He will keep you through times of troubles. He will keep you through the times of darkness. He will keep you through the times of supernatural wrong things happening in this last hour. That you will stand faithful and you will stand forth as his witness in a mighty power from heaven. You won't feel like that you're left aside, but you'll never walk alone, because God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Whatever you put your hand to do, He will be with you through that situation. He will move upon you in a mighty way, and you will not feel like you're denied no longer, but you'll walk in His blessing. You'll walk in His fullness. You'll walk believing. What's going to happen is going to come to pass. We are believing it. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. That's what God is speaking to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. This hour, today, must change the activity around about you. You can speak things into existence. You can speak God's glory. What we've done too long, we've talked about how well the enemy was troubling us. You don't even have to worry about him. If you live godly, God will take care of it. The Word of God says, don't even think about those things that are wicked. Don't even speak about the things that are done in darkness. That's what we do. We think about too much of the darkness. We think of what we need is to keep our eyes on Jesus. That darkness distracts our eyes off of the situation. When we're seeing the evilness, we're falling back in darkness ourselves. And we're drowning like Peter was on the waves. The only true way that we walk upright has looked our way to heaven. I will lift my eyes to hills. Whence cometh my help? For my help comes from the Lord. I will not look at them. We will not look at the things that are seen, but we will look for the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are tempered, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We are to change the direction. When God, people will live right with God, they can literally change the activity. They can change the heavenlies above you. The heavenlies above us right here in this hour is real. You get saved in this hour. You can get healed because God changed the activity above you. You don't have to fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power of a sound mind. Everybody is so, in the natural church, they're all so looking, they're so superstitious. They're out here, well, we better get all this thing together. We better do this, we better do that. But they never come to think of getting anything done at all. They're literally talking about getting activity going, but never everything happens. It don't happen. But with God, it happens. It happens because you're in His continuance. You're in His glory. You're walking above the realm of this world. You're walking in His activity. He is the God of the heavenlies. And we can walk in that. He says, build an image for yourself in the holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you, when you start praying in the Holy Ghost, when you start praying without ceasing, when you do these wonderful things, you start having love good out of you. You have the love of God upon you. You couldn't have it a bad day if you want to, because God is with you and He will never forsake you. His eye is over the righteous and His ears are open to the cry. And even if they should stumble, God will lift you up in a mighty way. He will not put no thing upon you that you're not able to bear. And with that temptation, make a way of escape that you can be able to bear. You can walk in victory. You can walk in God's love. You can walk in His presence. You can walk in His faithfulness. You can walk anointed from heaven. And we can have that anointing to share with others while we're on God this way. And when these people get out so, they're so super big shot that they think that they're the only one in the pathway, they're doomed for a fall themselves. We need to realize that someone through God's help, through His mercy. And that's why we have to have double love. We need a love of God upon us that loves some along this kind. Love bonifies itself. Love every thought. It says, though I give my body to be burned, even I have all faith and have not love, profit me nothing. Though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all tongues that cease, have not love, I become nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. It's God's seal. He's put on the church, Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you see? It's God's seal. It's the seal for the hour. The fountain of God is having this seal. Everyone, let him depart from iniquity. For the foundation of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. God's here to reassemble you, to reevaluate you, to make you a child of praise, a child of honor, a child who can walk in victory, not being denied. You can walk in His success. You can walk in His holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see or please God. I'm losing my voice, but my heart is there. I'm doing the best I can do, Father. I just pray for the glory. I pray the glory will come down. The glory of God is here tonight to help you, to strengthen you, to build you up, to move you in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. God loves us, so we got to love. We're imitators of our Father. I want to be just like my Father, don't you? That's what it has to be. We imitate our Father because we want to please our Father. I want to be just like my Father. Some people don't get it. In the natural life, they ask, how's your love life? Well, I'd say, how, as a Christian, how's your love life? Do you have any love? You're crabby? Are you discouraged? Are you miserable? That's a sign that your love life is not where it should be. Love suffers long and is kind. Love loveth not self. Is not puffed up. Oh, hallelujah. Love never fails. Love is real. Love is the commodity of God. We must love as God loves. The brother be overtaken with the fault which ye, which are spiritual, to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, consider thyself, lest also thou shalt fall. So when a brother overtakes, we need to lift them up with love. We then put our arms around and say, God loves you, and we're here to help you. We're not here to discourage you. We're not here to judge you. We're here to uplift you. We're here to encourage you. We're here to love the love of God, to move upon you in a mighty way. We back our loved ones with love. We back on them everything they do through the peace of God, through love. Hallelujah. Love is the avenue, the driving force. It gets God's work done. Oh, hallelujah. If you haven't got love, you need to pray through tonight. You need to call upon God. Say, Lord, I want your love. I want your power. I want your blessings. I don't no longer want to walk in shady quarters. Many times we find ourselves as orphans because we lost our love. We've lost our faith. These qualities of God, we need the love of God. But God is here to bless you. God's here to strengthen you. God's here to uplift you. God's here to encourage you. God's here to give you finances. God's here to reestablish you. He's here to give you a car. He's here to give you a house. He's here with the needs also. But God will give you He supplies your needs, not your wants. I don't need no wants. I just want God to take care of me. And He will do that. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know He watches me. He will let not your heart be troubled. If my Father sees all, He knows all. He will be with you. He will take care of you better than you can ever take care of yourself. Just trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him, dear saint. Trust Him. Put your trust in God. God will never deny you. He will supply your every need. He will keep you through hours of discouragement. When I was laying in the hospital bed, the Lord really spoke to my heart that that's where the church was. I was in that hospital bed. I couldn't move, couldn't talk, but yet I was happy. But I don't think a lot of people are happy. I was really happy. But I think John P. Public that's in these places where they've lost their love, they're not happy. The Bible says, happy is the man whose God is the Lord. When we have love, you're going to be happy. When you're real dried up, shriveled up, like vinegar, you take a lot of vinegar, and you're real, boy, you just can't say a good word about anybody. And that's the way a lot of our Christians are. I'm sorry to say, I see these kind of people, and they need another dip at the tank. They need to need another dip, getting their knees on the ground, and saying, Lord, I want a new start, and I want a new direction. I want a new beginning. And a lot of you out there tonight, you need a new beginning. You need that new beginning furnish you with God's love. And God wants to pour onto you bundles, blessings, overloads of glory and love upon you. God's here to uplift you. God's here to uphold you. God's here to put His arms around you and to bless you and caress you with His mighty love that you might be able to love others. You might walk in His blessing. You will no longer be the tail, but you will start being the head. and God would move upon you in a mighty way. Father, I just pray that we're going to cut this service short tonight. My voice is getting real bad, and I pray that you'll bless this work that I started this night. I pray out there, my heart's to you people, but God is real. I pray that he'll bless your heart. I know the Spirit of God's alive. He's real. He's here to help you. He's here to save you. He's here to bless you. Let him come into your heart. Open your hearts wide. Say, come in, Lord Jesus. I receive you. I want you as my Savior. I want you to come in and take over my house. I want to sweep this house, my old filthy house out, and I want you to revamp my being. I want you to fill my heart with your love. Take away the stony heart and you'll fill you that new heart of joy, of peace, of love. I pray this in the name of Jesus. I pray this takes forth. Those tonight, ask God to come in your heart. Pray that he'll speak. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his unrighteous ways, and God will abundantly pardon you. God will bless you. Come in. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I want you in my heart tonight. Lord, I want you in a mighty way. People say it. I want Jesus. I want what he has. I want what God has for me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's here in the healing business. He's here in the saving business. He's here. He will never let you go. He's here to help you, to encourage you this night. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the gift that you've given us. I thank you for that gift of righteousness that's so wonderful, so powerful. God's word is sharper than a two-edged sword. Father, just let it go out and touch the ministry of your people this night. Move upon them in a mighty way. Love them. Love them in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Clint, I want you to just say a prayer over everybody in closing. Just pray for everybody in closing.
Okay.
Just close this service off.
Father, we thank you for this wonderful evening. Truly, I felt the presence of God here. The seal of love, the uniform that
Hallelujah.
We're supposed to be wearing is that wonderful love uniform. And Lord, we thank you for how the Holy Ghost has come down. Oh. And we know that you're touching people out there in glorious, wonderful ways, because truly the atmosphere has been changed
over
their heads and over our heads.
Hallelujah.
And God's opened up a way,
Hallelujah.
Only a way that only he understands Hallelujah. And knows, but it works. It's a workable way. And we just thank you and we praise you, Lord. We praise you for people finding you. Well, Lord, we pray for Steve out there in South Africa. Lord, we pray for Tony's friend, Tony, Father. I pray for my Aunt Pauline and her request, Father. We pray for all the things that you desire because you put those desires in our hearts. We thank you for touching Brother Freedom in a wonderful way and helping him, Father, as he's being restored and healed. And raise back up, Father.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for touching pastors out there, Father, who are looking for a way. They don't know what to do. They're afraid of their denomination. They're afraid of all kinds of things. Thank you for delivering them from that fear. And we give you praise. We give you honor and glory. And we thank you for this wonderful evening in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.